and let the arm in. And let the arm in, well, they had to have a name. He said, leave that arm.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was for me, it's probably
well, when he writes his name now, he writes it Levi-T.
Levi-T.
He leaves the Tom off and he just writes it Levi-T.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He's a good old boy. It's been last week he went home, didn't he?
Would you say we named the boy after him?
Named him after me and my brother.
Uh-huh. That would be a common expression.
Would that be right?
Sure.
you know, educated folks, I ain't.
Well, what's right, actually, is just what you use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the kids done
that.
They
named
him after their
uncle
and their daddy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it may kill him, but that Tom part, that's a good fellow.
He was like my brother. How did you kill your rats around the barn in the early days? What did you use to get rid of your rats around the barn? Rats and mice.
I use lye.
Use what?
Lye.
Did you have animals to help too?
Sir?
Did you have an animal to help? Dog? Or?
No, we didn't have, we used no dogs. I just didn't always find their runs and don't put concrete lye in their places.
You mean to kill out?
We didn't always have cats. Uh-huh.
You know, you mean to kill out rats and things around the barn? Well, that was over time, really. That lye'd eat them up.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You see, they'd make holes.
Uh-huh.
And you pour some of that lye down in the hole, nothing can't get it, no way, you see. And that rat sliding in and out, eats his legs off and his stomach off.
Huh.
Eats him out. He can't go.
My goodness.
Yeah, I found him. It couldn't go. Just out, couldn't slide.
Huh. Just roll them out, huh?
Mm-hmm. Eat them up.
Eat them up.
Mm-hmm. How about your cats?
Cats
couldn't. They got to get them in the food.
And they couldn't get in that hole. They put it down there. You know, rats always dig the place to go in and come out. And they have a go places, you know, put it in them places.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you say to your dog if you wanted him to attack another dog?
What would I say to the dog?
Uh-huh.
I'd say, get him.
That'd do it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, come back here.
If a dog is, not a pedigree dog or anything, just 8 or 9 different kinds of dog, what would you call him?
Lord, you got above me now. And that's a, if he's registered dog in 2 or 3 places, that's what you have a meaning to?
Uh-huh.
A registered dog.
No. Just a plain old everyday dog.
Well, just plain old dog.
Just an old dog again.
Huh?
Just an old dog again.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it'd be a mongrel or a cur or a feist. Or
yeah, you
oh, yeah, they've got.
You know, I call them, I know them all by the name. He's kind of got short ears, you know, and slick hair, you call him cur.
Uh-huh.
And if he's shaggy, you call him shepherd.
Uh-huh.
And if he's got whiskers and hair like a on him like that, they call him Airedale.
Uh-huh.
And names like that.
Uh-huh.
Did that sort of slow your question?
Yeah.
I'm glad to answer anything. I'd love to have an education where I could talk like other folks.
Well, I think you're doing mighty well. I wish I could talk as well as you. If you're walking across the field in a red shirt where you've got cattle, what do you have to be careful of?
Well, unless you have Bremer cattle.
If
you have Bremer bulls and Bremer cattle, you have to be careful to be close to a tree so where you can get above them. They can't hit you.
You better not go out in a red shirt, huh?
You better not go out there.
Those Bremers are miserable, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of them up home, but they didn't bother us.
They wouldn't bother us. They used to.
Uh-huh.
The boy had some big Bremers up there on the river, and we went up there fishing one day and heard